What is up? So we're going to talk about food today. It's Trey. We've been talking a lot about relationships, a lot about men, a lot about dating, things like that. I've been asked a lot lately, Trey, what do you eat? What's good for breakfast? What's bad for breakfast? What do you recommend? What are some good choices? So I want to break down three quick go-to breakfast meals and items that I like to do and make and eat. So the first one, and I think this one's pretty common, is oatmeal, because you can do so much with it, right? Oatmeal is super low calorie food, easy to make. You can make it with almond milk. You can make it with oat milk. You can make it with soy milk instead of using water, which adds a little bit of flavor to it, which is always cool. I like to put fruit in my oatmeal, whether it's blueberries, maybe it's some pears, maybe it's sliced up banana, a little bit of cinnamon. I rarely add sugar to my oatmeal because I try to keep it as healthy as possible. So no, you know, added sugar, just fruit and things like that. And of course, you can put some granola on top of it, but that's a really low calorie meal for breakfast that will help you feel fuller longer as a good breakfast meal. So that's the first thing, is oatmeal. Dress it up how you want to. Second one I like to make is omelets. I love eggs. Most people eat eggs. I don't do just the egg whites. I know some people are concerned about cholesterol levels and things like that. Oh, should I just eat the egg white? Honestly, just eat the whole egg. It's about twice as much protein. So you're going to get a little bit over 6 grams of protein eating the whole egg, which is better for you. So you're fine. The cholesterol is really not going to bother you. But with my omelets, I'll put in, you know, some spinach in there, always some fresh spinach, maybe some bell peppers, maybe some sliced onion. I like to add, you know, another protein to, you know, beef it up a little bit, whether that's, you know, maybe some shrimp, whether it's some sliced turkey, maybe some turkey sausage or turkey bacon, something like that. Always gives it a little bit more flavor. I do like to add, you know, some salsa or some, you know, picante sauce or some sriracha, something like that. But I love omelets for breakfast. It's a great go-to meal for breakfast. It's super high in protein, depending on what you put in it. And just always tastes good. Third item, this is more of a snack, but you could use it as a breakfast meal as well, is avocado toast. Right? So with the toast, what you want to do is try to focus on using some whole grain breads or wheat bread. Stay away from the white bread that's high in sugar, and basically will boil down to just being a lot of sugar and a lot of carbs that your body doesn't need. But for the whole grains, it's a healthier option, right? You want your good carbs, which are your fruits and vegetables, but you want to stay close to whole grains. Very important. And then you have your avocado in there, which is, that's the healthy fats. Those are the ones that you want. And it's a really, a lot of women love that. So easy, easy choice. And then again, you can put chia seeds, you can put flax seeds on top. If you want to put, you know, maybe a boiled egg, slice it up, put it on top. You could dress it up however you want to. But again, those are my top three food choices for breakfast. Quick, easy, great choices. They're healthy. And, yeah. Y'all take care. Love y'all. Peace.